intergalactic freaks, Jay, Emmett, and KC Masterpiece.
Hello, everybody.
Woo!
Welcome to Geeky News. Did you miss us?
It's been a long time.
Well, it's been longer since we recorded than we
took a holiday break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we had Christmas. We released one episode in between there, and then after Christmas, we had New Year's.
We had Kwanzaa
and Chanukah and
Black Hanukkah
and Geekmas. I don't know, but we both have been working a lot, so we just figured we'd wait and come back strong, and we're back.
Mm-hmm.
So yay!
Woo!
We were supposed to come back last week. What happened last week?
Oh, we were getting ready for the fight.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we'll talk about that real quick. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's what happened last week. We I take martial arts. Our instructor started a fight promotion company, which is Aries MMA Promotions.
Which is awesome.
And you can check it out, AriesMMAPromotions.com. And they hosted their first amateur fight last week, and it was fantastic. It was awesome. Great events. Mm-hmm. I mean, just I can't say enough good words. And we were privileged and honored to be a part. And how that basically worked is myself and Stewie commentated the fights. We were all kind of the media team. KC here went around as our roving reporter, interviewed fighters. And will you guys ever hear this stuff? I don't know.
Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we'll do like a bonus thing if you're even interested, but there's reasons we're doing it. It was a lot of good practice for us. Now, as far as the commentating stuff, that'll end up being probably on a DVD should it get made, but most of the people listening to this probably won't ever see it. Maybe, though. We'll see.
Who knows?
But we want to promote a couple things. We are a couple weeks out from starting filming our short film. The script is 90% finished. It'll be finished probably by Monday or Tuesday. And then you're probably looking at a couple, I don't know, maybe a month or so for the filming of that and edit and everything. So within, I'd say, 2 months, we'll let everybody out there know when our first short film gets done.
Mm-hmm. Catch it on the YouTube.
Yeah, we'll definitely have postings up and around and about. And just kind of let everybody know what's going on with that. We're going to be doing lots of things throughout the YouTube-verse and whatnot over the next, who knows how long.
Yeah.
And you're going to see a donation link go up probably on Penny Cult, but within, I'd say, 2 to 3 months, you're going to see another website go up, and we'll tell you about that when it happens, when we get down all the details of that.
We have a lot of plans going on.
And this is for the business we're trying to start. And we're going to be doing different projects and asking, you watch our short films and things like that. And if you like what you see, if you want to donate, and we're also going to be entering some contests and things like that. Thanks to everybody who did comment on our Doritos video for Crash the Super Bowl. We did not make the finalists, but that's okay.
Although it was a blast to make.
It really was, and ours was good. I'm not just saying that. I actually feel like ours was a really strong contender. The five finalists are, I would say 4 out of 5 are pretty deserving. And so congrats to those people. I actually went on and voted for one of them. I got to the end, dude, and I just bust out laughing. So that's what counts. I think 4 out of the 5 were fairly original and funny and well shot, well put together, looked good.
Mm.
So, it was a shot, and we had fun, and we're going to be entering other video contests and things along those lines, and going to be doing a lot more with audio. So just stick around, and we'll let you know whenever things are happening, and things will be happening. So if you're a fan of the show or Ball and Chain or Lunar Cast or Growing Up Goonie, or we'll try to let you know on all those. Speaking of which, the new Growing Up Goonie should be up as well. So if you guys want to go check that out. If you don't know what Growing Up Goonie is, it's another show we do typically once a month. And Growing Up Goonie is mainly an excuse for some of us friends to get together
and
BS.
Yeah, just talk.
If any of you were there for the old obscure 80s days.
It's sort of like that.
It's just kind of our attempt to get some of those guys back together, which is more difficult than one might think.
It seems like it nowadays.
So, like, the Growing Up Goonie that's out right now was just me and Casey. And oh, by the way, I'm Jay.
Oh, I'm Casey.
And our friend Stu. So, but it was a fun episode. It was a little laid back.
Mm-hmm.
We're all pretty wore out. We've all been working a lot.
And eating pizzas.
And we're just pretty wore out, but that's okay, because tonight we're here to give you the geek and news, which couple things I guess we should cover. You're not going to get all Jay's sound effects trying to annoy the crap out of KC tonight. We are in Studio KC.
Yes.
We're at KC's house, which is, we've never recorded here before.
No, this is actually our second time being inside the house, actually.
No, that's my third time being inside your house.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Hmm.
I was here when we picked you and your, I guess this second. No, I feel like I was in here a third time for something to do with that. When I picked you guys, you and your nephew up.
Right, that was the first time that you were inside the house.
Did I might have come in when I dropped you guys off to go pee. I think I did. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Hmm.
Because I remember coming in for like 2 minutes once. I think I might have, like when I dropped you guys off, I think I came in to use the bathroom before.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then tonight, which is funny because, you know, I've known you for, I don't even know how long now.
What, 7 years now?
Something like that. And I'd never been in your house, and none of us had. And we all had jokes going on, like either you were the most disgusting human being alive or you had bodies in the basement. We couldn't figure, or like, he never asks anybody to come over or anything. I'm like, there must be bodies in the basement.
Well, this year I made it kind of one of my resolutions to kind of change that. Show people a softer, gentler side of KC.
Yes,
masturbation.
You were such a hard ass. I come in and I'm sitting here and it's a bachelor pad. And what I mean by that is you can tell a single guy lives here.
Yeah.
He looks like a college student. It's kind of funny. He has like this little, it's very, very cute little Christmas tree. Still got his Christmas tree up, people. But it's only about 3 feet tall, about as tall as Stu. And it's still up, and it is sitting on top of a TV tray.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. He's got a TV stand that I would guess holds maybe 32-inch TV.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a 32-inch TV.
No, it's not.
That's like a 3 to 2-inch. Which is great because he invites me. We're going to watch a movie tonight. It's okay, dude. I'm accustomed to lying in bed and watching shit on my iPod, so we're good.
Oh, okay.
That's way bigger than my iPod. So. But no, yeah, he never, we always joked around, we're like, he must have bodies in the basement or some shit. He never asks anybody.
Well, you didn't see the bodies yet, so.
I did not. I've been in your basement, though.
No. No bodies.
So, it's geeky news. It's time to do some geeky news, boys and girls, and I'm going to kick off this week, mainly because it's your G-Bow week, so
yes.
I'm going to kick off.
All right.
These stories, maybe a couple weeks old, but I think they hold their relevance, so it's all good. Okay, Casey, so it's a rumor right now, but it's pretty certain, you know, that Apple will be releasing its own TV set.
Oh, I've heard of this.
It will probably happen this year. In fact, according to alleged supply chain leaks, the set, which they're saying will probably be released in a 32 and 37 inch model. Why only those two sizes right now? Nobody knows. Will be arriving sometime in the second or third quarter of 2012. So towards the end of the year.
Awesome.
You should look for these. No one knows for sure if the size thing is accurate. Okay. Or how much these things are probably going to cost. But they'll probably have some flash storage built in, HD display.
Would it be sort of like a touch screen?
I don't know. But they say expect Apple's
trademark
sexy designs and features. So probably something along those lines. Nobody knows how much, but they're probably not going to be cheap.
Oh, God, no.
32 and 37 inch models, and you know, you're like, that sounds small, but again, it's probably not going to be your standard television set. It's
right, and this is coming from Apple, so it'll be like a couple of grand at least.
So here are some of the rumors people are putting together based on what they've heard so far. Siri integration.
Ooh.
For example, you could say, I want a movie with dinosaurs, and Jurassic Park might pop up, which is kind of a cool thing.
That is cool.
Also, it's expected to sync with the iCloud.
Ooh.
Of course.
iTunes, I'm assuming?
Probably. I wouldn't even be surprised if you couldn't sync your iPods and whatnot up to it.
That would be badass.
Apple TV will probably be the starting point for the whole thing, of course.
Yeah.
Most of the rumors can be substantiated somewhat via the authorized biography of Steve Jobs, where he is quoted as saying, they finally cracked the case of the integrated TV set. So,
yeah.
There you go. Apple making their own TV set. Look for it sometime this year because it's a rumor, but there are some substantiations behind said rumor, so it'll probably happen.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to camp out at the Apple store right now just to get in line.
Yeah, just to be in line for the end of the year. Yeah, you only got like 11 months. You better get your ass in gear.
Oh, 11 months. There I go.
Somewhere in there, second or third quarter. So,
going to break into Kenwood Mall just to get into the Apple store.
I hate Kenwood Mall. It is such a clustered walk-a-walk-a there.
I kind
of
like it.
Dude, it is like congestion city.
It is congested.
Stuck-up people coming out the butthole.
There are a lot of stuck-up people there.
I mean, there's a few cool stores, but overall, I just find it to be an obnoxious place to go.
You ever been to Florence Mall?
You mean Florence, y'all?
Yeah.
Yes, I've been to Florence Mall.
I like that. I like it better, actually.
My friend Missy used to work there.
Oh, from La Rosa's? Missy?
Well, yeah, she used to work at Cinnabon here, and then when she moved to Kentucky for a while, she worked at that one. Yeah. What's your first story?
Well, Jay, you remember the little chimpanzee from those old Tarzan movies?
Cheetah, yes.
Well, Cheetah.
He died, I know.
Yeah, finally kicked the bucket.
Did I ruin your story?
No.
You know what's really sad?
What?
We're reading our news stories. You have yours. I have mine on my iPod. You have yours on your iPhone.
I know, right?
I've got my laptop sitting right here.
I got my computer right over
it's
there.
It's
so
sad. We are pathetic.
Well, you know, it's just easier.
Well, mine's in like a notepad in here, though. I drop mine in my notes.
Mm. Yeah, I just type my notes.
Yeah, as you guys can tell, these stories might be a week or so old. We were planning on doing a show last week.
Yeah, but the thing about our stories is they're kind of obscure enough that they could pass.
Well, the cheetah thing's kind of been out there a little bit.
A little, but...
Yeah, he was pretty old.
Yeah, so they say. But during his unusual long life, Cheetah would do a little finger painting, listen to Christian music, and...
Yeah,
fling,
I heard that too. He liked Christian music.
And fling poo at pedestrians he didn't like from 30 feet away.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Good aim for an 80-year-old.
Yeah, they said he was 80 years old.
Yeah.
Outlived, like, everybody else from the cast.
Mm-hmm. It's weird, isn't it?
It is weird.
Now, he's... primate experts are disputing this claim because primates usually lived up to be 30 to 40. But people who've worked with Cheetah say that he's the real deal and that he's 80 years old.
Well, what are they disputing? I mean, if it's the Cheetah from the movies, then we know that was like from the 30s, right?
Right.
So we have to know that. So are they just saying it wasn't the real one?
That's what they're saying.
So there's never an anomaly that can live, especially in captivity. He was probably treated pretty well, regular checkups.
Well, I mean, Cheetah was a movie star.
Right.
You know, I mean, you think that they must have pumped him up with some...
Cheetah defeated the Nazis once.
I did see that.
So, yeah, there you go.
Beat up Hitler.
Yeah.
Flung poo at him.
That's awesome.
Gosh. That's my Cheetah voice.
That's dead on accurate.
Thank you. I've been practicing just
Thank
for this story.
God, he didn't do his Tarzan voice.
Oh.
Don't. I can see your brain working.
I thought about it.
He's over there like, Tarzan, yes. And yeah, I'm drained, so if I sound a little out of it, don't. Yeah, I am.
Well, like a sleep.
It's been a long ass week. Mm. I won't go into details, but a long ass week.
You know what you mean? We need a new job.
So, Cheetah. Well, we're working on that.
Yeah. One of the goals of this year. But Cheetah, by the way, died in a Florida primate sanctuary of kidney failure, just like regular old people.
Just like regular old people.
Just right.
Oh, man. So, I got a email from our good friend Skiznot.
Oh, Skizzy.
And we were chatting it up. He's telling me about, and you guys can all write me, or us, anytime you want, geek@pennycult.org. Because he was listening to the show, and I was talking about, it's nice to get feedback, by the way. But I was talking about reading some of the DC New 52, and I've upped my ante a little bit, but he was letting me know some of the issues he's been reading, and we both kind of agree. It was funny. They say they're revamped. Like, now there's about like five different Batman series going on right now.
Yeah,
but they said this was the new one, and it really didn't. Just so people are aware, Batman did not start over. I think it's just started a new storyline. But I mean, like Nightwing started and shit like that. But Nightwing is in it. I mean, that Robin's all grown up, and then there's the second, another Robin that's in, and he's not really Robin, but he's got a name too. I don't know. I didn't keep up.
I think it's Scarlet, Robin.
Or Scarlet. No, I think you might be right. But it's something like that. He's in college now, and then there's the kid. There's like a kid. None of them have donned the Robin outfit in the comics yet. And then, but it's a really good storyline. I'm really enjoying it. And then, of course, I'm still reading Blue Beetle and Deathstroke and Grifter. I started Batman Beyond as well, but I tried to pick up whatever I told you, Mr. Terrific or whatever,
it's horrible.
Dude, I did not like it at all. It was just a pile of shit. The writing is not good. And honestly, some of the artwork isn't that good either.
Really?
Like, I'm like, it's not very good. And he looks like Barack Obama. Like, I don't think that's a coincidence. But yeah, I didn't really like the story. It's convoluted. It doesn't make sense. I'm like, so is he a good guy or a bad guy? I thought he was a good guy, but they kind of make him out to be an asshole. So, yeah, I don't like it. But Skiznot was recommending he's doing the Justice League, which is kind of like the reformation of the Justice League. I told him I was considering doing that one myself. I've become comic book obsessed, so.
Especially with the new e-reader.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got my e-reader. I got my tablet. Oh, yeah, I got my tablet for Christmas. And it's got a pretty kick-ass e-reader, and the comic books are great on it. So,
yeah. Sweet.
You know, I could try to drop this 100 times and not succeed in dropping it, bounce down the couch, falling into the cushions. I swear. So, it is your week for the Geek Babe of the Week, and yes. We don't have any sounders, so Geek Babe of the Week.
I'm going to bring her up on my iPhone. Now, this young lady made some very interesting waves, and we had talked about this before, that none of our Geek Babes of the Week I really can't show you a naked picture of.
Uh-oh.
But this one I probably could if I look it up on Google. This is for Aliyah Magda El-Mahdi. This is an Egyptian blogger who opposed nude to protest, a virginity test in Egypt. And she's not Playboy material, but, I'd do her, so.
Yeah, well, that doesn't,
Yeah, that doesn't slim things.
Well, what'd she look like?
Well, let's see, this is a
folks at home can't see unless they look it up, but I want to see. Okay, I'm going to say two things here.
What?
She's cute.
Okay.
Well, she looks like she's about 15.
No, she's like 20-something.
Which is good, but it's a little spooky because she looks really... she's very cute, but she looks 15.
But her body says 21.
Sure, that's how many times you masturbated to it. I get over here and walk into Kevin's house, and on his freaking coffee table is some Harrison Prom catalog.
It was by mistake. They made a boo-boo.
So I'm like, why in the hell do you have a prom catalog? And granted, it's all prom dresses. So I'm flipping through this thing, and I look at him, I'm like, did you masturbate to this? He goes, no. Oh, man.
Come on.
It's okay, people. It's not gross. I promise you, none of the girls in this magazine were actually high school.
No.
These girls are not in high school. Oh, so what's her name?
Let's see.
You don't even know the name of your own Geek Babe of the Week?
Well, it's a long name. Aaliyah Magda Amati.
Folks at home, if you would like to vote for your own or nominate your own Geek Babe of the Week,
please do.
You can write us at geek@pennycult.org.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Please.
And what we're probably going to do for next year, so it's going to starting now, we're going to take, we'll probably take the ones we've already done as well, but at the end of the year, we didn't do it this year, and I think you guys will understand why, because we hadn't done the show that long. We're going to take all our Geek Babes, and we're going to start a thing towards the end, so the last month or so, we're going to have everybody vote on who the Geek Babe of the year is, based on, we'll give some, based on geekery and babeness and all that stuff. So tonight we're going to play a little game called Would You?
Would You?
And it's kind of like Would You Rather, only there is no rather. We simply are going to ask each other three Would You questions.
Yeah, we are.
And they're obscure, I guess. And it's just basically we're gonna ask the Would You Do This, Would You Do That kind of questions, and we're going to get the answer. Maybe with some explanation, maybe not. So, with that, let's start. Would you? Do you want to go first, or you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right. Would you?
No.
It involves Katy Perry.
I don't know.
All right. Let's say Katy Perry wanted to make sweet, beautiful love to you.
Well, okay. Right now, I don't have a problem.
But.
Except I'm married.
But.
But I had to do Russell Brand, too. I'm there. I'm doing it.
But. It had to be
during the butt, yes.
In a pool,
yes,
of nothing but hot mayonnaise and doo-doo.
Ew, no.
You sure it's Katy Perry?
I'm still not going to bone somebody in a pool full of poop.
But there's mayonnaise in there, too.
That would be gross. But one, if me and Katy Perry are in a pool of poop and mayonnaise, which why on earth would we be? See, it kind of defeats the purpose of having sex with Katy Perry if I can't see her while I'm doing it. So I'm not going to be able to see her body because it's covered in mayonnaise and poop. Neither of these things are clear. Second, I'm not climbing in a pool full of poop.
It's got mayonnaise in there, too.
And if Katy Perry would only do me in mayonnaise and poop, I might have second thoughts about doing Katy Perry.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'd probably just look at her and be like, how about I just stare at your tits and whack off? How about that? That works for me.
And the mayonnaise and the poop.
No. No. My answer would be no.
Okay.
Would you? If you could be, this is kind of a two-parter.
Okay.
So I'm going to, I guess I'll ask it as a two-parter, but I kind of know the answer to the first one, at least I think I do. If you could be a woman for one day, would you? And would you have sex?
I would, just to know, kind of get into their head.
I could be a woman for one day, just to see, it was like, yes, I would.
I would play with my boobs first.
Would you have sex, though?
With another woman, yeah.
No. Would you have sex with a dude?
Probably not, no.
I mean, you're a chick, so it's not gay.
Right, but...
Aren't you kind of curious what it must be like, what sex must feel like for a woman?
No, not really.
Really?
Yeah.
I am. And that's something we will never know, and they'll never know what it's like for a man. Even you can have all the sex changes you want, you're still not going to know what an orgasm is like for a woman.
But I just get a, freaking vibrator and just, stay in the house.
It's not the same, though. I mean, that's like saying I jerk off, it's the same as...
Who would... I don't understand why they find us attractive. Who would want a sweaty dude on top of them heaving?
Yeah, but it's not the point. I'm like, I don't want a dude on me either, but I'm curious. I don't know that I would do it. I would definitely be a woman for a day if I could. And I would play with myself for the whole 24 hours. But I'm saying, a woman's reaction when she has an orgasm, as a dude, haven't you ever been like, wow, what must she be feeling? I'm sorry, have you never given a girl orgasm before? I'm sorry, man, I didn't know. No, but serious, okay, when a dude hits his orgasm, first of all, when a guy hits his orgasm, it's over in like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Girls, man, I'm not trying to brag or nothing, but you know, I can make certain women that I've had sex with, like my wife, I can make her ride that orgasm for like a couple of minutes. And it just gets more intense as it goes. And she'd be scraping nails. And I'm like, what the hell must she be going through? Don't you kind of want to know?
Vibrator. Well,
it's not the same, though. Yeah. It's not the same as the touch of a real man.
I'm going to have to ask a woman on this because...
I would just have to think about it. Like it's easy to say yeah or nay right now, but what if somebody really presented you with that? I'm like, oh, wow, I don't know. Could I pick the dude? What if it was George Clooney?
That's a handsome dude.
Well, now that you said that... I might not even have to be a woman.
He is a local boy.
No, I don't know, man. It's really interesting. I would definitely be a woman for one day if I could. And you guys can say what you want, but
that
just,
would be pretty interesting.
Could I just stare at my own naked body the whole time?
Touching my body.
Like, I want to jerk off, but I don't have a wiener. What's your next one?
Let's see. Next one is, and this is sort of like, well, sort of a would you rather, but let's say you're in hell. All right.
Okay.
And you have an option of choosing your own hell. Now, one option is to relive the worst day of your life for the rest of eternity. Next option is to work from 24/7, no breaks, at your current job for the rest of eternity. What would you do?
I don't know. Neither are attractive. This is a would you rather, not a would
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know.
It's just cheap. That's not even that
easy.
Sorry,
fair. But it's a good question, though.
I guess, I mean.
Because I already know my answer.
I would work at my current job because the worst. I mean, I don't like my job, but.
24/7, though?
But I'd still have to. I'd still be reliving the worst day of my life for eternity, you said.
Yeah, but the thing
right,
is.
My job sucks. But you must not have had some really bad days. The worst
I've
day.
I've had some shitty days, but
some
I
of
have
the worst
some
days.
Good.
Some of the worst days of my life. I've had some good days at work, you know. And it's not like I'm at work so bad that I just want to hang myself. It's that bad. I don't like it. But damn, dude, the worst day of my life was a bad, bad day.
I had a couple of good hours at least in my worst day of my life.
Doesn't matter that. One event that whatever it was that took place to relive that for eternity. I mean, it's eternity. You realize the word eternity means forever, so both of them are forever.
Right.
You know, I would definitely just pick having to work at my shitty ass job. At least it's not, at least I'm not in tears for 12 hours of that day.
Yeah, but like, well,
just for a few minutes in the morning.
We'll agree to disagree on that. I don't know. For me, I would pick the reliving the worst day because, like I said, there was at least a few hours.
Sometime I'm going to have to ask you what the worst day of your whole life was. And then you're really going to have to sit and talk about it and be like, are you sure you want to live that over and over again? Because not me. Mm. Had some pretty bad days, man. Whew. Yeah. Had some really bad days. I wouldn't want to, yeah.
Let's hope we don't go to hell.
Yeah, here's hoping, right? I don't imagine it'll be either of those things. Okay, if you could travel back in time to any era you wanted, any era you wanted, but once you were there, you had to live there for at least 5 years. Had to. Would you do it? In other words,
any time period.
Scientists come up to you and say, KC, we have found a way for you to travel back to any year you want.
So let's say
but you're going to be stuck there for at least 5 years.
Like white George Washington Carver invents a peanut time traveling machine.
Yes.
And black Teddy Roosevelt has to go and live there for 5 years in a certain
at least.
Time.
I mean, you can go back to any era you want, but you're there for at least 5 years, period. It's not like you can go for a day or a week. Once you're there for 5 years at least. Hmm. Would you do it?
5 years.
At least 5 years, yeah.
Knowing what I know now.
Well, yeah, you're you.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't erase your memory.
I'm just making sure, I mean, because it's a time machine. I don't know. Time machines are weird. I kind of like the Roman Empire.
Hey, now keep in mind, normal rules of living still apply. You could die in those 5 years, and you're a black dude going back to the Roman Empire.
There were black Romans.
I'm just saying, there were a lot of slaves back then too.
White slaves.
There were both, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Romans were didn't really care who they were making slaves out of.
See, equal opportunity.
Yeah, but you're going back to the Roman Empire knowing nothing about Rome and with no Roman money from the day and shit. What you think's going to happen to you? You're a gladiator, bitch. Which were slaves, by the way. I wonder how many people know that the gladiators were slaves.
No.
Go watch Gladiator, assholes, or Spartacus.
Oh, let's check out Spartacus. No?
That is one long-ass movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the Tony Curtis and, what was the other guy? Kirk Douglas one, but.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. Oh, no, the series, I guess.
Yeah, the series.
Really good.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the movie.
No.
Spartacus, it's a little boring. So would you, though? Would you travel back and live for 5 years? And?
Yeah, I would.
Would you?
Yeah.
There's a time I would have, but now, I mean, with family and everything, it'd be kind of shitty of me. Unless I could take them with me.
All right, say you take them with you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, where'd you go? I mean, you're white. I mean, pretty much.
Hey, white, you can go wherever you want. The world is your oyster, white boy.
Where am I going to go, huh?
Africa.
Yeah. It's hot down there.
Where would I go? Well, that's tricky.
With the kids. And
there's a time where, of course, I would have said 80s. Some era of the 80s, probably around 84. But now, if I was taking my kids, 60s maybe, and then I might not ever come back. Simpler time. Would I miss a lot of shit? Me? Yeah.
From all the LSD.
But for them, you know, go find a nice small town to live in, to grow up in, and, you know.
During the 60s?
Avoid shit that just doesn't exist today. Maybe even the late 50s. Early 60s, you know, simpler times.
Speaking of which, Mad Men. Okay.
And then I'd have to, but see, my problem is I'd get back there and, you know, still had a lot of civil rights issues and stuff, so I don't know if I'd be a well-liked guy, maybe. I'd have to find the right community to live in because, you know, I couldn't handle certain things would bother me. But you should read the Stephen King book that's out right now, 1163, whatever, 1120, whatever, you know, the day that Kennedy was shot. Whatever day that was. I'm reading it right now. That's what maybe sparked this question. They did travel back in time.
Oh.
Basically, they find this guy finds this, like, porthole to travel back in time. And he can come back anytime he wants. And whenever he comes back, it's only been 2 minutes in his time. But it's 1958. No matter how many times he goes through, it's the same day in 1958. And if he comes back, like say he goes back and does something, he comes back and checks, it changed. But if he goes back again, it all resets. So this is all the very beginning of the story. So he goes back and he lives for 3 years. And I'm giving you the truncated version. Because he figures, what major event can he change? And he figures he's only 5 years away from the Kennedy assassination. And if he can stop that, he figures he can change all kinds of shit. And he kind of goes down the list. But he finds out pretty quick that he's got cancer and he ain't going to make it. So he comes to find somebody else to do it for him. And he finds this dude and sends him back. And it's five. So the guy's got to live there for five years before he even gets to the Kennedy assassination. It's just like, could he do it, and why would he do it? And, of course, he's got to find out all kinds of shit. He's got to find out how to live. Yeah, so it's a really good story so far.
Check that out.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty cool.
It is really good. It's probably the best Stephen King story in years, and it's really good. And if you read, everybody's like, oh, it's about the guy who goes back in time, tries to stop the Kennedy assassination. And then, to me, that sounds kind of like lame and done. It's nothing. It's way more in-depth than that. You figure it's 5 years. 5 years leading up to. So it's all the shit this guy goes through for 5 years. I mean, it's pretty good.
I'm gonna download that on my Nook.
So what's your? Yeah, I got. I don't think I've got the audio. I got the audio book of it. I can give you if you want that.
Yeah, I'll do that. Mm. Yeah,
it's pretty long though. It's 4 discs, 8 hours each.
I can do that.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. But yeah, if you want it, yeah. Yeah, the people at home love this. What's your next one?
All right. Let's say.
Read. It's good for you.
It is. Let's say there was no other females on the planet.
Oh, jeez.
You got to pick a animal to make sweet, beautiful love to.
I wouldn't.
But let's say the urge gets to you.
I can jerk off. I've been doing it for, I did it for a long time.
Let's say you don't have any hands.
How am I going to hold the animal down? Look, man, if I know what you're going to ask me, what animal would I pick? Well, that's not a would you question either.
All right, would you eat your favorite dessert out of Grace Jones with JJ?
Hold on, how did we arrive there from all the women on Earth?
It was a backup question in my head, just in case. I have backup questions, and we're weird.
Are we talking, like,
What's your favorite dessert? It's on top of Grace Jones, naked vajayjay.
I don't know.
It's an awesome dessert. What is your favorite dessert?
I don't know. I'm baffled right now. I'm a pie man. There's this
perfect. You could eat
this thing called pineapple pie that my aunt used to make when I was a kid.
Mm.
And then she gave my mom the recipe, and then my mom lost the recipe, and my aunt got old and forgot how to make it, and then my aunt died. Uh-huh. And I've had 100 people fix me pineapple pie.
But that's not
pineapple. It's not the kind of pineapple pie I had. It's like a, almost like a cream, like a banana cream pie, but it was all pineapple-y. It was freaking delicious. On like a graham kind of crust. I mean, I'm looking at it like Grace Jones is kind of scary looking.
But imagine that pie on Grace Jones.
She's still a chick. I don't know, man. If I was drunk, probably. If sober, probably not.
Even though it's just like your aunt's pie on top of Grace Jones.
Okay, now you're grossing me out. Cause you're like... I gave my answer and I'm sticking to
okay.
it.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. This geeking news got weird.
Would you, because of your questions, would you swap places with a cartoon character to live out the rest of your life?
Ooh. Yeah, I would.
Me too.
God, yeah.
Who would it be? Scrooge McDuck, motherfuckers. Look, he was getting some poo-tang. He had a couple different girlfriends, but yeah. Goldie, he True. Was the richest duck ever.
He could swim through coins.
He hung out with Gizmo Duck. What? Oh, did you ever see that Family Guy where Peter Griffin, I think it was Family Guy.
Oh,
tried
yeah.
to, tried that to dive funny. Into the coin. I think it was Family Guy. That
yeah, it did. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that'd be great, man. Swipe out your life with a cartoon character.
Nice.
Now, I didn't put any speculation. I mean, it could be like you could swap out and live in the real world, but as a cartoon character, because that would be even more badass.
Bugs Bunny would work out pretty well in this world.
Yeah. Well, most cartoon characters would work out well.
Yeah.
Roger Rabbit for me.
Oh, well. Because
have you seen his wife?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
A droopy. A little too depressed. But he did have the
He's
hot red
not depressed. Chip. That makes him angry. It's harder to do. You got to have both.
Yeah. Both drunk.
That makes me angry.
Yeah.
Woody Woodpecker. Fritz the Cat. I'm sorry, what? is that all yours or do you have one more?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. Yours are weird.
I know.
That was your game.
I know. I'm a weird man.
You are a weird man.
Help.
Next, we got another story, don't we?
Yes, we do.
End of the year just happened. Going to our final year, according to those wacky Mayans.
Woo.
So first of all, let's clear a little something up.
Shoot.
December 21st, Mike's birthday.
Yes.
2012.
He'll be 45.
People say it's the end of the world because of the Mayans. Mayans actually did not ever, they did not say it was the end of the world.
No.
They predict a major event, and it's the end of the Mayan calendar. So what will that be?
Could be like an age of a...
That'll be our friend Mike's 45th birthday.
Yeah.
Major event. Or we're all going to die. I don't know. It won't matter. Come the 21st, if we all die, then we're dead. It doesn't really matter. No. But it's the end of this year. 2011 just ended a couple weeks ago, and so we're into 2012. An IBM 5 in 5.
IBM 5 in 5? What?
Yes. For the last 6 years, IBM has released its predictions of tech products or improvements that will revolutionize the world. Well, this year's list is out, so we're going to talk about it for a few seconds.
Okay. I can't wait to hear this.
These are IBM's predictions. I believe it's called 5 in 5 because I think they predicted over the next 5 years, but I could be wrong about that. But they make these predictions every year. Mm. Number one, the efficient capture of renewable energy. IBM predicts advances in renewable energy technology will allow individuals to collect this kinetic energy, which now goes to waste, and to use to help power our homes, workplaces, and cities. That's the quote. Now, I personally know there are already things out there working that use kinetic energy. So this is kind of a pretty cool idea. We may have even talked about like an outfit.
Yeah, that kind of like uses your charges, kinetic,
phones and stuff. You can plug them in.
Which is pretty cool. So all that static electricity from your sweater comes in handy.
Also, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious to most people that we need to find some alternative energy sources, like with a quickness.
Yeah.
So, you know. Next on their list, no more passwords. IBM predicts each person has a unique biological identity, and behind all that is data. Biometric data, facial definitions, retinal scans, and voice files will be composited through software to build your DNA unique online password.
So I could spit in my floppy drive, it'll turn my computer on?
Again, not a real big stretch here. We already kind of see some of the retinal scans and voice recognition and thumbprint scans, and it's already there. Control machines with your mind. IBM predicts IBM scientists are researching how to link your brain to your devices, such as a computer or a smartphone. If you just need to think about calling someone, it happens. Or you can control the cursor on a computer screen just by thinking about where you want it to move.
I've seen technology like that before, like in Japan.
Researchers have already found ways to control certain things. There are headsets out there that can monitor the brain and plot basic tasks. There's toys you can buy. There's like a Jedi toy where you put a little headband on and you can make the ball move. It's supposed to be kind of a piece of shit, but it does work a little bit, I guess.
Yeah. It gives the kids migraines.
So, you know, we'll see how that goes. I don't know if it's quite going to be to the, you know, degree they think.
No.
An end to the digital divide. IBM predicts in our global society, growth and wealth of economics are increasingly decided by the level of access to information. And in 5 years, the gap between information haves and have nots will narrow considerably to the advance in mobile technology. Basically, they are saying that as prices drop for mobile devices, we will see less of a gap in technology and different levels of income and so on and so forth.
I can see that.
I think we're already seeing
that. Yeah.
I mean, holy shit. I don't know anybody that doesn't have a freaking cell phone.
Yeah.
Poor or not poor. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a smartphone. Everybody's got some kind of computer in their house.
I've met homeless people with smartphones. Right? You know?
So, again, some of these predictions aren't a stretch. Their final prediction, the end of spam. IBM predicts, in 5 years, unsolicited advertisements may feel so personalized and relevant, it may seem that spam is dead. At the same time, spam filters will be so precise, you'll never be bothered by unwanted sales pitches again.
Okay. Now,
I don't think I agree with this.
I don't either, but if that prediction comes true, whoa.
Here's why I don't agree with it. The first thing they're saying is, you'll still get spam, but it'll be more. And they're already trying this.
Yeah, like Hulu.
Hulu's great for that.
Mm-hmm.
Was this ad relevant to you?
Right.
And you can click on it, and sometimes it filters shit out. Sometimes it doesn't. Problem is, when you're me, you're always like, no, 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 no. Sure, you're basically saying no ad's relevant, pretty much. So they're going to try to filter it out, so your likes and dislikes, what? And it makes sense, and they should do that, but they're saying that spam filters will become so precise that they'll be able to block. And I say that with every new technology, somebody figures out a way around it.
Yeah.
And I don't see that changing.
Now, with all these tech geeks and Anonymous and what other, you know.
In fact, if I could be the smart-ass geek who figured out how to get around it, I'd probably make a lot of money. You know, it's just the way. Yeah, there's hackers out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. But that is their five predictions to happen for within the next five years. So
yep.
There you go, IBM. I mean, some of those really aren't a stretch.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you're Nostradamus.
But I guess they're not trying to be. They're just predicting what they see technology advancements happening in the next 5 years. So they're going by facts, I guess, just like the rest of us. According to trends, this is what we see happening. So I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to. Oh, well. We'll see. All right.
Hey, KC, what you got on my 40?
Well, here's what I got on your 40. Inmate Shamant Lal Sapp, who is currently serving time for 10 bank robberies, has filed a lawsuit against Tyler Perry and Jamie Foxx, claiming that the pair stole his idea for a movie which is currently in production.
I heard a little something about this.
Now, think of the worst movie that could possibly be made, and I'm about
to
tell you.
Madea movie.
Close. The movie, which will be called Skank Robbers, will feature Perry, Fox, and Martin Lawrence, all in drag as bank robbers in a comedic role.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Tyler Perry, Martin Lawrence, already know in hell I'm going to go see this movie. Jamie Foxx. All right. So glad you did, Ray. You do realize that you have done movies like Stealth and now Skank Robbers is on.
Yeah,
you.
It's in production too. It's just,
here's the thing. And Martin Lawrence occasionally will make a movie that I like in it, but most of the time I just find him to be an obnoxious peckerhead.
Well, he's good when he's not in the lead role.
When he's not being an obnoxious peckerhead, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like House Party. He was good in that.
He was good in Wild Hogs. It's when he. Freaking
that funeral movie.
Overacting yeah. Bit. It's like, dude, chill the hell. Like, mm-hmm. I like the Bad Boys movies.
Yeah.
Just chill the hell out, man. I know. Overacting shit. Might have worked on the TV show. It doesn't work for me in real life. This movie sounds like it's going to make about $15.
Probably. Let's hope. But no one Tyler Perry's genius.
You say that. Is he a genius?
He's pretty damn smart, dude.
Is he? I mean, I think he, you know. Here's a question.
All right.
And I'll say my standing on it. I love The Sixth Sense. I loved Unbreakable. Maybe as much, if not more, than The Sixth Sense. I loved Signs. I know some people had issues with it. I loved it. And a lot of people did. And so, I love these three M. Night movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he makes his next movie, and I'm like, well, that sucked.
Well,
bummer. He made a bad movie.
Here's the thing with Perry.
Then he makes his, hold on. All right. Then he makes his next movie, and you're like, whoa, that was a piece of shit, too. And then another piece of shit, and another piece of shit, and you're going, whoa, whoa, man. His first three movies were so good, man. Why are they making shit now? And then one day it hits you. Because you're saying, man, he was really good. Now he's making shit. Why is he making shit? Or maybe he just got lucky three times. And really, he makes shit. So Tyler Perry, he was smart in a few things he did. I think people are pretty much, the last Madea movie didn't.
Oh God, no.
Do anything.
Madea goes to camp or whatever?
No. I think people, I see, here's what happens, right? This guy, he is smart about a couple things. I'll give you that. Everybody's smart. I mean, one could argue that George Lucas was smart at one time Or did he just get lucky with how smart he seemed for a while? Is he still making money off Star Wars? Yeah, I can't figure it the fuck out because, let's face it, they suck. But am I going to go see the one in theaters in 3D? Yeah, because I'm going to take my son because he's a fan. He's 8. Do you understand? I'm not a fan. But my son, I love my son, so he wants to see it. I'm going to take him to see it. Tyler Perry makes... He gets smart. This Madea, these plays, right? These live plays. Mm-hmm. Comes up with something a little original. As I know for a fact, sometimes what you see as a play works as a play and not so much as a movie, but people don't always realize that at first. So he makes a Madea movie. And is following the people who like his plays, they're going to go see the damn movie. Right? And they're going to laugh. Probably a little let down, I would imagine. They're like, well, it's not as good as the plays were, but it's still funny. And then he makes another one. But his following are starting to drift off. They're not going as much as they were because from what I hear, they're just not good.
They're not good at all.
So I think Tyler Perry's losing his popularity because he's making bad decisions. Like, you know, the 15th Madea movie, which from every single thing I've heard, they are all the exact same damn movie over and over again. I think he's losing the steam. And then you got, well, let's face it, Martin Lawrence is losing his steam. Nobody's going to see Martin Lawrence movies anymore. And Jamie Foxx, dude, straighten your shit up.
No kidding.
You've proven you can act, so do that. Quit making shit before you turn into, and I hate to say it because I love this man,
Cuba Gooding.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic actor, made some really bad decisions.
Horrible decisions.
And now where is he?
Where is that directed DVD? Oh, yeah, over by the Walmart.
His last movie, I believe, was Daddy Day Camp.
Over in the $5 bin.
I'm just saying, Cuba, quit doing it for the paycheck. At this point, you're going to be fighting to get roles that are worth getting.
Hey, weren't you... You know, with De Niro and Cruz, and now where are you?
Yeah, and Hopkins.
No kidding.
Yeah, he made some great movies. Hey, I'll still say I think The Fighting Temptations was a good-ass movie.
I never seen that one.
Yeah, I liked
that was
it.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Right?
But, yeah, Boat Trip and...
Sad.
Or not Boat Trip. What was a Boat Trip?
I think so, yeah, yeah.
Boat Trip and Snow Dogs and quit it. You were showing me the money. You won. Didn't he win like the freaking Academy Award for that shit?
He did, I think so, yeah. Now,
Jamie Foxx, I mean, come on, man. You played Ray. You played Ray in Any Given Sunday, which I thought was decent.
Right.
But you did Stealth. That's a bad movie.
I heard a lot of bad things.
It's bad. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a horrible pile of shit. But the thing about somebody suing for it is...
Well, the interesting thing, I mean, this thing is...
You've got to prove that their story is the same. It's so difficult to do.
Well, the thing is, it's completely bogus. And the inmate's idea for the movie was... It wasn't supposed to be a comedy at all. It was supposed to be a drama, believe it or not. But it was supposed to have a white inmate in a mental institute kidnapping Madea, right? Tyler Perry's character. And... They would go on these weird adventures.
How does this inmate think that they even got this idea from him?
Well, the whole thing, Martin Lawrence and Jamie Foxx did a skit for Skank Robbers during the BET Awards months before this actually even
pitched. It's never going to go anywhere.
No.
You know how many times in life I've thought of a really killer story idea, and then like a year or two go by, and I'm like, I'll see a movie or something. I'm like, motherfucker, that's my story. And then I'll watch it, and it's like, there are aspects, but, you know, obviously they didn't, I didn't tell these people. It's not like there's some line, you know, Jason's got a story, you know. People have ideas, dude, and these, one, this dickhead's using characters that didn't belong to him anyway, and two, yeah, you gotta prove it, buddy, and I don't think you've got anything to back you up.
Yeah, so. And he's suing, let's see, both Jamie and, Jamie Foxx and Tyler Perry,
yep.
$1 million each.
Let me know how that works out for you.
And he's suing the production company about $4 million.
So, Cable Guy, the dude who wrote Cable Guy writes this script, and sells the script for, I think, like $70,000. And he's talking about, I was reading this interview with him years ago, and he's like, so I sell this movie, and I go, they buy this script, and, you know, 70 grand, that's bank for a first time. And he's like, nobody script writer. He's like, and then I go see the movie, and I'm like, what the hell? It's like, I wrote this, like, buddy comedy. I'm thinking, like, Chris Farley kind of buddy comedy cable guy movie. And then I get this. I go see this dark-ass, twisted, just cable guy's dark movie.
It is a dark movie.
He's like, and first I was a little upset, and then I went, yeah, I get $70,000 in the bank. it's an interesting, it just is a very interesting thing, you know. But, yeah. So
I did get $70,000 out of it.
Yeah, well. Anyway, yeah, I don't see anything coming. I don't see it coming to fruition.
Got it.
Well, folks, we tell you the same stuff all the time. You can write us, you know where.
Talk to us, please.
You can find us, you know where, Facebook, Twitter. You know, all these people keep following me on Twitter. I don't even get on Twitter anymore. But to our friend D-Hub, who used to be one of our obscure 80s listeners who found our shows again. Hello, welcome back.
Woo,
he said he found out about Ball and Chain on Twitter and was saying something about me. That was probably Casey, because I don't tweet, but he tweets under the Penny Cult and under his own, so right?
Yeah.
So it was probably, he probably mentioned something, and that's how he found us.
But I will admit, it has been a while since I tweeted under Penny Cult.
Probably
not
as long as me. I don't tweet. You know, my problems with Twitter, I loved it at first. When I first got on Twitter, I'm like, I love Twitter. It's awesome.
Twitter fights.
Well, Twitter fights, Twitter drama is annoying. And people get on there and use it as an instant messenger. What the fuck, man? There's a reason it's 142 characters, assholes. You're not supposed to get on there and have conversations. You're supposed to tweet little silly things. I used to love the randomness of Twitter, but now you got butt cracks who, like, take up 18 lines because they're trying to have a conversation. Obviously not what it's for, and there are way better forms to do that in. One might be a telephone shit brains. I just got sick of it, and everybody likes to fight on Twitter, and I just find it obnoxious. It's kind of amusing to me that you don't like Facebook much when it's kind of, like, similar in a way, but you can actually almost got, like, a little built-in email, and now there's, like, news articles to flash up and timelines and photos. I like Facebook.
Maybe I just need to give it another shot. Yeah. But
I really like Facebook. I just think you're a hater. Oh, you know, a little piece of news I found out today. It looks like they're going to attempt a relaunch on In Living Color, which we have talked about. We obviously are big fans. I don't have any information on it yet, so we'll have to check into that and, like, let people know. But I would assume the Wayans got to have something.
Oh, yeah.
So we were talking today. It would be cool to see him.
Wouldn't it be creepy to have Damon Jr. and Damon Sr.?
Yeah. Damon Jr., I think, is doing another TV show.
They look the same.
They are very similar. I'll show you today, though. Like, get David Alan Greer and Tommy Davidson and a couple others back. It'd be fun to have the older cast with a new, younger cast. And
that would be
messing
fun.
Around with them and stuff would be fun. But if we find out more, we'll let you know. But yeah, we want to thank everybody for listening. You know, this is Geekin' News. We're geeks and we give you news. And we'll be doing more of this, but please pay attention to us. We're out there. We do have a Penny Cult YouTube channel, which you can subscribe to now. There's some videos on there, but there'll be more coming down the pike. And we will definitely let you know when our short film gets finished. I'd say, like I said, I'd figure about 2 months. That's from film to finish. And it'll probably run about, well, it'll be, if it's not on YouTube, it may not. We may put it on our blip, because it depends on how long it runs. Mm. If it runs 10 minutes, of course, it'll be YouTube, but it may run a little over 10 minutes, in which case.
Yeah, we'll give you the details once the.
But all the details will come. The script is basically about 90% finished, and the good rule of thumb for a script is a minute a page.
Mm.
And I can tell you right now, it's going to be more than 10 pages long. Now, doesn't mean that's not a definite. Well, we'll get there.
We'll work
but
it out.
We'll let everybody know. And when our new business gets running off the ground, there's a good chance that a lot of our stuff will kind of merge with that, and there'll be some other things. And you guys might actually, if you have certain projects, you might have the opportunity to hire us to do some things, which would work beneficial to all. But there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. And I'll tell you now, I'm an avid writer, and I've been published a couple of times. I'm working on a novel right now, and as that gets to some fruition, and that'll be a little bit of time, I'll let you guys know, man. Maybe you guys will be into it. But if anybody out there needs any help with script writing or voiceover work, things along those lines, you can contact us. We do some freelance stuff as far as that goes, and we'll give you some good rates on that stuff. And yeah, I'm pimping us out a little bit.
Hey.
We're raising funds, people.
We got plans, and we want you to be a part of them.
So yeah, if you need any help with any of that kind of stuff, please let me know. I'm pimping myself out here. What about you? You got anything pimp out?
Chess lessons.
If you need to learn to play chess, this is your man right here. Bitches, he teaches chess, yo. He
Call
does.
Me. Yep. Actually, got lessons tomorrow.
If you're in the Cincinnati area and you want to learn to play chess, or you got a kid that wants to learn to play chess,
I'm your guy.
KC's your guy, man. He teaches kids. We never talk about that stuff.
Yeah, we've been playing a lot. I'm sorry, why said we? I've been playing for 20 years.
I am an assistant kids mixed martial arts teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Two nights a week, I instruct two different kids' classes, age range from about 5 to 12. I'm an assistant. Basically, the instructor tells us what to do, and we do that with the kids. So, and I'm a mixed martial arts student, Jeet Kune Do. So I train in boxing, kickboxing, savate, which is French boxing, kickboxing, silat, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and a little bit of kali. And KC over here,
I teach chess.
Gives chess lessons to children.
And adults.
Most of your students are kids, though, right?
Most of them, but I've been known to give adult lessons.
So he teaches chess part-time.
Yes. On the weekends, throughout the week.
Let's take like a few minutes here to talk about ourselves. We never talk about ourselves. We never tell people about ourselves.
No, not really.
So, he likes to teach chess. Mm-hmm. He loves to play chess. The boy will play chess anytime.
Anytime,
yeah, that's
anywhere,
a thing.
Literally.
Find him online, man. He might be willing to get in some online games with some people.
If you're part of the free internet chess server, I highly recommend that. Check it out. I might be on there.
I'm an avid writer. I've been writing since I was about 10 years old.
I have an art degree. I'm actually trying to get back into like touching up on a few things. I've been actually working with Photoshop a little bit.
Yeah, graphic design is always your thing. I have a degree in audio video. Believe it or not, if you ever watch any of our videos, you would be from when we were doing Geekin' News as a video, you'll be going, "This looks like shit." Yeah, you tried doing an hour long video and editing it completely and everything in less than a week. That's why we stopped doing it. I just haven't freaking time. So I would just get done and be like, well, it looks like shit, but I'm putting it up. I have a degree in AV. And like I said, I've been writing since I was 10 years old. I was first published at the ripe old age of 16. That story was published a couple of times. Write a lot of short stories. I wrote my first novel a couple years ago, and it sucked. But I had to finish because, well, there's a big difference between writing short stories and novels. And so I had to finish a novel to see if I could do it. And I can. I had a lot to learn. I have currently got three short stories I'm farming out, and been working on my novel, which will be a young adult novel. It's not wizarding or vampires, I can promise you that.
So no glowing, glittering vampires.
No glittering vampires.
Wizards and
whatever. No wizards. No werewolves or what else?
Frankensteins.
I'm currently writing a script based on one of our short stories that we're going to be filming.
Can't wait.
Yeah,
we've mentioned the MMA thing. We've been commentating and working with Aries Promotions.
Yeah, working with Aries, and that's just a blast, man.
Oh God, yeah.
Basically, we dabble a little bit of everything, but we decided we're gonna start this company, and we'll let you know more about it as things come to fruition. But it's gonna be a media company, so these are some of the things we'll do. So we're good at some of this stuff, And so if anybody out there needs help, feel free to contact us and let us know what you need help with, and we'll see if we can help you.
Yeah, we got connections.
I can script commercials. We can do audio commercials. We can even film a commercial if need be.
We're learning mobile app development.
More you than me. I might dabble in a little bit. I find it gets a little too technical for me, and I get a little
Look at there.
Also, if you're in this area and you're interested in some of these fields and maybe teaming up with us, let us know, because we are getting together a pretty tight little team here.
Yes.
But we're always looking for some add-ons. And some of the things that we would love to incorporate that we don't know much about, you know, webbies.
Yeah.
I've said it time and time again. I'm not a web. It's not that I couldn't learn, but I've got so much shit going on already. I would love to learn. But if so, that's something we would like to incorporate more in what we do. So, anyway, you know, we won't pitch this to you every week, but as
just
things develop,
kind of
we will let you know.
News, yeah.
Like I said, as the business starts coming a little more to fruition, as we start getting some videos out there for contests and some other things, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
And there'll be a new business site coming up within the next couple months, and we'll link up to that and all that. But I think that's it. No more pimping ourselves.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Oh, also, I have a fat cock.
I got an extra long one, but it's really skinny, like a pencil.
And I'm good with the ladies, but my wife would not like it if I had other ladies. But, I mean, if you're uber hot, like that chick from that movie we just saw, hot.
Oh.
Man on the Ledge. Not Elizabeth Banks. She's hot, though.
She's hot, especially that first scene.
If you're like Yvonne whatever from Chuck hot, right, call me. I'm sure we could work something out with my wife. If you're that hot, my wife might be, I mean, she thinks she's hot, too. So my wife might be like, she might kick me out of bed. I'll watch. Whatever. No. Seriously, though, thanks, everybody, for listening. We love you guys. You're awesome. Come back next week where we won't pimp ourselves out nearly as much, I promise. But we will talk about it from time to time. So yes. Get used to
find
it.
Find out
bitches.
Some more news in the new year. And hope you all stay safe.
Yeah. And thank you for listening to Geekin' News.
Where the geek shall inherit the earth.
Later, Gators. Boom, 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 boom. Now tell me what you gonna do, but it ain't nowhere to run. When judgment comes for you, when judgment comes for you. Tell me what you gonna do, but it ain't nowhere to hide. When judgment comes for you, cause it's gonna come for you. It's all for water, easy season for Charlie. Little Google God got him, and I'm gonna miss everybody out of road. Little as I got to be, tell me a piece of deceit, would it please marry me by my grand plan? When you can't go follow God me. God bless you, work another plan to heaven. Follow the Lord on 24/7 days. God is who we pray, even though the devil's all up in my face, but he's keeping me safe and in my place. Say grace to the gates we race, but I'd change the face of judge. And it gets my soul with books. Grudge me, cause there's no mercy for thugs. Ooh, what can I do? It's all about the family and how we grow. Can I get a witness? Let it unfold. We live in our lives, we turn our soul. Follow me, Rosto. Weather is tell her it's seven. Come, let's go take a visit to the people that's long gone there. While he's in terrible, it's steady keeping up of his family. Exactly how many days we got lasting? While you laughing, we're passing the wind. We gonna rest our souls, cause I know I'ma meet you up at the crossroad. Y'all know if I ever got love with them both thugs, baby. Let it be long gone, really wish you could come home. But when it's time to die, gotta go bye-bye. All the little thug could do was cry. Kill my dog. Yeah, man, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. And he shouldn't be gone in front of his home. When they did, the root was wrong. Who's wrong? Gotta hold on, gotta stay strong. When it comes, better believe on. Gotta show that you can lean on. Lean on. Yeah, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray. Every day.
like money, y'all. See my bigger cousin was home. Somebody really wrong. Everybody wanna test the stuff. And it's easy, instead of easy to fall. You know I've been sitting in cause he intended no that they didn't win any. Wanna come again and again. Now tell me what you gonna do. Can somebody, anybody tell me why? Hey. Can somebody, anybody tell me why? We die, we die.